Penguin Audio presents Laura Lamont's Life in Pictures by Emma Straub, read by Molly Ringwald. For my husband, a golden statue, if ever there was one. You can take Hollywood for granted like I did, or you can dismiss it with the contempt we reserve for what we don't understand. It can be understood, too, but only dimly and in flashes. F. Scott Fitzgerald, The Last Tycoon. Gold rushes aren't what they used to be. David Thompson, The Whole Equation. I can be an actress or a woman, but I can't be both. All About Eve. Chapter 1, Cherry. Summer, 1929. Elsa was the youngest Emerson by 10 years. The blondest, happiest accident. It was John, Elsa's father, who was the most pleased by her company. His older daughters already wanted less to do with the Cherry County Playhouse, and it was nice to have Elsa skulking around backstage, her white blonde hair and tiny pink face always peeking out from behind the curtain. Elsa was a fixture, the theater's mascot, and the summer crowds loved her. The Cherry County Playhouse, so named because of the cherries Door County produced, was housed in a converted barn on the Emerson property in Door County, Wisconsin's Thumb. The barn was 200 feet off the road, which had been renamed Cherry County Playhouse Road in honor of Elsa's parents' efforts, and because there was no real reason not to. From May until September, tourists from Chicago and Milwaukee, and sometimes even farther afield, drove up and stayed in the small wooden rental cabins for the entire summer. After days spent on Lake Michigan or Green Bay, they would pile into the old barn and sit on wooden pews cushioned with calico pillows sewn by Mary, Elsa's mother. John directed and often starred, his booming baritone carrying into the surrounding trees all the way to the road. The older girls, Hildy and Josephine, who had been such promising Ophelias and Juliets in their early teens, had instead taken jobs at the Tasty Custard Shack down the road and could most often be found handing over cones of frozen custard. Elsa was 9 years old and happy to participate. She tore tickets, swept the stage of errand leaves and clods of dirt, and doted on the barn cat, who hated everyone, especially children. The actors and crew members all moved on to the Emerson's land for the entire summer. The boys from fancy schools on the East Coast, the ones with drama programs and crew teams, and all the delicate young women moved into the main house. The men with sturdier constitutions slept in tents and cabins scattered around the property, which gave the whole place the feeling of a summer camp. Elsa loved cuddling up to the beautiful young women, who would do her makeup and brush her hair for hours on end, all for the low cost of listening to them talk about their sordid and endlessly complicated relationships with men back home. Hildy, Elsa's second oldest sister, was 19 and had few interests outside of her own body. She would sometimes borrow her mother's sewing machine to make new dresses, but would give up halfway through and leave the fabric limping off to one side like a wounded animal. Hildy was given to the dramatic, despite having forsaken the theater. "Mother, I cannot possibly help you with the dishes. My headache is the size of Lake Michigan," Hildy said. It had previously been the size of the kitchen, the size of the house, and would soon be the size of the entire state of Wisconsin. Elsa sat underneath the long barnwood table and watched Hildy waggle her knees back and forth. "Excuse me," Mary said. "There is no room for talk like that in this house." Elsa could hear Mary's tired hands shift to her hips, where they would roam around, pressing into the sore spots with her wide, blunt thumbs. Mary woke at dawn and made breakfast for the entire cast and crew. That summer it was 27 people, all of whom would groan loudly if given the chance. The girl's mother ran a tight ship. Elsa often thought that her mother would have made an excellent home.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?